If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right. We always love to kick off your work week with some good news. And I think we all need it more than ever right now.
Yes, indeed.
Even in Italy, which has been one of the most hardest hit countries because of the coronavirus, they're in a lockdown where the whole country is basically quarantined. But music can always lift spirits. And some Italian neighbors in Siena have proven by singing together in harmony from behind closed doors. And they're singing a popular song about how proud they are of their hometown. The song, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, is called Il Canto della Verbena.
I mean, probably not.
It basically means the song of Verbena. It's a traditional patriotic folk song. And they're saying that tonight they're going to do it again. And they're thanking, they're asking, it's basically a way to thank volunteer nurses and doctors who are helping them out. And I think
that's just so cool.
You have to see like the backbones of culture is when they're really stripped of everything. You do.
And I don't know if where I live, there are 8 buildings looking onto a courtyard with balconies there too on like 4 blocks. And I kind of had this vision this week and I'm like, what if I start that? Like, what if we all go out there? I don't know how to start it though, but
just start singing.
Just go out and start
singing. Tape yourself.
People might be too intimidated by her voice. I mean, you got a good voice. If you start singing that, people may not want to, you know, bring it on your parade.
You're mocking me. Sam, what do you got for Tell Me Something Good?
Imagine your best friend of 17 years actually turns out to be a sibling. This is so cool. For 17 years, Ashley Thomas and LaToya Wimberly were best friends. LaToya recently on Facebook shared photos of an engagement party that she was at, which included pics of her father, Kenneth. But she didn't know that this was her father.
Okay.
But a friend of Ashley's late mom recognized the guy from the photo and told Ashley that her mom used to hang out with this guy. Turns out that the guy in the photo, admitted that he had a relationship with Ashley's mom.
Come on.
Ashley went for the DNA test. It turns out that Kenneth is her dad. She has chills. She didn't know what to do. She couldn't process anything.
Yeah.
He had already played a bit of a role in her life. He had helped her out when it comes to family events and stuff like that. But it made it official. And now, like, best friends and now half-sisters.
Yeah, they spent all their time together and found out they were sisters. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Very cool.
Wow.
All right. So, as we know, people who work in many different industries are unsure about the future of their employment, their financial future right now. Mm-hmm. It is a stressful time for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And unfortunately, this is the reality for a lot of people. So the Montreal Canadiens announced this weekend that employees who are not eligible for employment insurance will receive 75% of their salary that they would have received from the regular season, the Habs and the Rockets games. And then if they are eligible for EI, they're going to increase employment insurance benefits by 40%. So they're actually going to be receiving 95% their pay.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah. Now, the owner, Jeff Molson, said our industry is going through a difficult time and our employees are badly affected by recent events. The Canadiens Hockey Club and the Rocket organization wanted to deploy the necessary means to help alleviate the impact of this very special situation on our employees, whom I would also like to sincerely thank for their understanding and collaboration.
You're here.
And that's how you keep employees as well, right?
I know. Yeah. And unfortunately, like people who works in the arts and entertainment, like it's not going to be that easy for them. So just something to keep in mind and help out people when you can. You know, I was thinking about my trainer, my gym clothes, like that's it. He's not going to be getting paid
how's
now.
He gonna make his money?
He's not going to be. So a lot of people are really unsure right now. So when companies are able to step up like this, I think it's taken a large amount of stress out of society in general.
Absolutely.
Right now.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right. What do you think parents should do with the kids home for 2 full weeks? I mean, they've already just been home for a week with March break.
Right.
I would say there are 2 types of parents in this situation. You don't have to be a parent to sort of think about which type of parent you would be. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So our producer Rob sent us yesterday his 2 kids. They're adorable. Their schedule for the next 2 weeks, what it looks
schedule.
Like. There's a schedule. Okay. Yeah. So between 7 and 8, that's breakfast time. 8 to 9, homework / studying. 9 to 10 is free play, or you can go outdoors, hopefully if it's not too cold.
Mm-hmm.
Household chores, that's important to keep up the chores between 10 and 11. Between 11 and noon, they can watch TV or a movie. Then it's lunchtime.
Oh, I'm tired already.
Then an hour of reading. From 2 to 3, there's another hour of free play. Then there's more homework and studying. You can watch some more TV between 4 and 5. Then we eat dinner. Then you have an hour of free play until 7 o'clock. And then from 7 7 until 8, your bedtime routine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's the warden of this home?
So I'm watching this and I was just thinking back to when I was a kid. I was like, if I was a kid right now, it would be a free for all for sure with my mom. I'd probably be up until midnight and then I'd be sleeping until 1 p.m.
Wouldn't that give you anxiety as a parent though to have your kid running around doing whatever they wanted to?
Every parent is different. I guess some parents think the schedule would give them anxiety, I would say.
That's true. You know, my nephews who are usually used to a very, very ordained and meticulous schedule, now all of a sudden they are sort of free to do what they want and they're playing outside a lot.
That's good.
Street hockey. Yeah, stuff that they're not used to doing. And they're looking around and the streets are empty, but it's not stopping them. So, you know, that free time I think is important because one way or another, you need some sort of interaction.
I think parents can look at it two ways, right? You can say there's a lot of sort of like stress in the air right now. Mm-hmm. Let's keep them scheduled. Let's keep things as normal as we can for them.
Right.
So sort of try and mitigate that and mitigate that stress. Absolutely. And then there are the other parents who are saying, you know what? Like, give them a break. Let kids be kids. Let them do things that make them feel comfortable. Again, thinking that they may be mitigating the stress a little bit.
Yeah, I think you have to do what's best for you and your kids as well. Because there's circumstances where you can't, you know, if you have to work from home or whatever, you can't be on your kids 24/7. I know I'd be like you, Nikki. It would be a free for all. I remember when I was in
high. That's what it was. I'm not saying I would be that type of parent necessarily, but I'm just saying definitely my mom
was. I totally
was.
Would be. I remember when I was in high school, there was a strike and I didn't have to go to school for 2 whole weeks.
Yeah.
It was the best time ever. Played road hockey every day, slept until noon, stayed up until 1 or 2 a.m. But I also did have a part-time job. I had to deliver papers, so that was kind of my normalcy. But my parents, they had to work. They couldn't babysit me 24/7.
It depends on age, too. Kim, your daughter's 8 years old.
10.
10 years old. Oh, I'm sorry, Shayla. Like, she's going to be mad at me.
How dare you?
Huge difference. What are these next 2 weeks going to look like for her?
I'm going to give her probably the first week to chill, do whatever she wants, but then we got to get ready to go back to school. True. And I don't want her to lose things, so then I'm going to steal Rob's schedule.
Oh, you're going to take
copy paste it.
So she gets a week of vacation first though.
Yeah.
You know, I shared this with a few different friends on Facebook this weekend, and if you want to text me at 92925, I can share it with you as well. Scholastic has launched a learn at home website, and they have daily courses for students from pre-K to grade 6 and higher. And so you can go on there, log on, get a bunch of learnings, a bunch of stuff that you can share with your kids and sort of give them, it'll be fun, something a little bit different. I mean, I had one friend who was like, I guess I'm going to learn what homeschooling feels like.
Not everyone thinks it's a great idea. Someone on our text line said, Nikki, kids will definitely hate you with your fun learning activities. It's like a second spring break for them.
I get it. And I get that it's different for everyone. I mentioned that. Okay. I said, if this were happening when I were a kid, it would have been a free, I would have been doing whatever I wanted every day, all the time.
Sleeping
until 1 p.m., waking up and having ketchup chips for breakfast.
Living
the
life.
Chloe's the same. She sounds awesome. She says, talk about adding stress by homeschooling. 2 weeks, I'm letting them get bored and let their imagination take over. If it goes for a couple months, then I would do things a little differently, but not for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's true. I had a friend the other day say that my kid, for the first time, actually built a fort in the house.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The kid was 3 years old, had never built a fort.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I think a lot of people would say that the young generation right now doesn't know how to do that as well as we did.
Yeah. Totally.
Sort of just like take care of yourselves, entertain yourself.
Yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tina, how many kids do you have?
Well, I have 3, but 2 are in school.
Okay. 2 kids in school. What are the next 2 weeks going to look like for them?
I actually went to Chapters and got some books for them to do.
Okay.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah. The one who's in grade 3 has a math page to do every day, an English page to do, and a French page to do every day.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
And the high school one will be graduating and going into university, and she has to up her biology. So I got her a biology for dummies book.
Oh,
that she has to read.
Wow. Okay. What about bedtime? What's bedtime going to be looking like?
Oh, that I don't care.
See, that's
if they
the balance.
Do what they're allowed, if they do their work, then they're allowed to stay up.
Oh, that's the best.
That is the balance right there, Tina. You guys are all doing okay, though?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
you
good.
Guys?
Yeah.
I want Tina to be my mom. She sounds cool.
Thanks for listening, and take care, Tina.
You guys stay safe.
All right. So I said if you wanted to text me at 92925, I would send you the Scholastic website. And yeah, literally out of hundreds of texts, only one person did. So I guess we know what most Montrealers will be doing yeah, over this
party.
Next couple of weeks.
Free for all.
Free for all.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. I wanted Anna to jump on with us here this morning and share a story. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I saw it this weekend on Facebook. She's my friend on Facebook. We had never met. Mm-hmm. But she had to go to Super C, and she was one of those people who was out of toilet paper.
Yeah, like
she,
for real.
Like for real, out of
okay,
toilet paper.
Legit. Okay.
Yeah. She wasn't trying to go in there and stock up for the next 8 months. She right, wasn't trying to resell it on Kijiji or Amazon.
Good.
She needed toilet paper mm-hmm, for her family. So she went into Super C, couldn't find any, obviously, which happened with a lot of stores. By the way, they should be restocked this week. It's yeah, looking good for toilet yeah, paper. The okay, future, good. The future's looking bright for toilet paper here in Montreal.
It's a start.
That's a start. Exactly. Couldn't find any. So she asked one of the sales workers at Super C and said, is there any out back? Is like, I just need the smallest yeah, package that you have. Is yeah, there anything you can do for me? And they said, no, I'm sorry. Like, it's all gone. Mm-hmm. And a man overheard this conversation, a man that was waiting to pay for his groceries. And what did he say to you, Anna?
Yes. And he was actually francophone, so he must have seen the felt what was going on. So he just from behind us said, est-ce que vous avez besoin de papier de toilette? Do you need some toilet paper? Aww. So we kind of turned around, me and my husband, and we saw he had two packs in his carriage. And we both had like we were happy. We had the feeling like, yeah, where is it? Maybe like he found it in a corner.
Oh, he thought he found it in the store. But he was yeah, asking you if you wanted one of his packages.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he says, no. He takes the paper and he says, prenez un de, like take one of mine.
Oh.
And at that moment, my heart sank. I was like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, you need it too. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. Like, on va être correct. And he says, he just shrugged his shoulders and he says, no, prends-le, j'en ai deux, vous en avez pas. Take it. I have two. You don't have any.
It was those words when I was talking to you this weekend that honestly got me in the heart. He said, I have two. It's not right.
Yeah.
I have two. It's
yeah,
not right yeah, that I have two and you have none. And he gave you the toilet paper.
Yeah, and it was a pack of eight. It's not like he had 70 rolls.
Right.
Oh, wow.
His face, the way he shrugged his shoulder, he was so humble about it. And like, don't worry about it. Just take it. And he walked off. I said, merci, but in my heart, I want to say so much more because the gesture at the end of the week, at the end of the crazy week,
I know, I think
and
we
how
can
people are acting.
All agree that this is how people should be acting yeah, right now, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And I felt blessed actually being the recipient of such a gesture because,
yes,
you know.
And thank you, Anna, for sharing that in the middle of a really crazy time right now, too. We're seeing the empty shelves. We're seeing photos of those. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of people struggling right now with anxiety and panic. And we need more stories like this and just sort of to remember that we really are all in this together and that most people are really good, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. They really, really are. And these things happen all the time. They just maybe don't get, you know, recorded.
Exactly. So yeah, thank you for yeah, sharing it on your Facebook and thank you for sharing it with us this morning. We've got to run, but thanks again, Anna.
No, my pleasure. Have a great day, guys. Good luck with everything.
Thank mm-hmm, you. You too.
Very nice. I hope the guy wasn't mobbed, though, after some, you know, people saw him, like, you know, with generosity giving toilet paper.
Well, no.
Okay.
Not here. He just had one package for himself at
okay,
that
all right,
point.
All right. Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.